certainly got the power. The power is always with you. It's always flowing to and through. It's just a matter of learning how to direct it. And in learning how to direct it, happiness, health, and prosperity will manifest in your life, and they should, because that's your birthright. And there isn't one person in this room, one person in your life that is even that much better than you. We're all the same. The difference is in our results. Change your results by changing our mind. It's so basic and so simple.
I want to suggest that you consciously make a decision to change one habit in your life. I'd like to introduce you to someone that I love dearly, my aunt, Marg Moyer. She was in the habit of letting other people think for her.
What everybody else wanted to do, I would do. You know, you wouldn't start an argument or hurt anybody's feelings. And you waited on people continually.
Marg changed one habit, and she literally changed her life. I'll tell you one thing, she's a force to be reckoned with today. A nicer person, too.
Well, if you were to tell me something and I didn't agree with you, I could tell you, no, I don't agree with that. No, I don't wait on anybody. I think anybody that comes to this home will know that, because once you're here once, after that you get your own coffee. You know, we started our own business, and we really worked. And we worked extremely hard, and the whole family worked, and now everybody reaps the benefits. I would never have had the inner security to start a business.
Now you decide, what habit are you going to change? What have you been doing automatically, without any conscious thought? Pick one and make up your mind, like Marg, you're going to change. Marg not only brought a lot more of herself to the surface to enjoy, her whole family enjoy her more. You pick one habit and make a similar change in your life. Now John Canary is going to introduce you to your greatest power.
Now I'm going to ask you to take a look at a picture. I'm going to bring a picture up close to you. First of all, I'm going to hold it up. Some of you have seen this before, but I'm going to ask you, some of you, to tell me, what is it you really see? Now, if I were to go over here to Paul and say, Paul, what is it you actually see when I ask you to take a look at this picture? What do you see, Paul?
A skull.
You see a skull. Andy, tell me, what were you able to see? You were able to see a skull. Now, if I take a closer walk over here to someone here, what is your name, sir?
Jim.
Jim, what did you see?
I saw a skull.
You saw a skull. Jim, can you just walk up here for a moment? I just want to get you on camera here and get you to take a closer look at this. And just take a look and tell me, yes or no, is that a skull?
No, it's not a skull.
It's not a skull. As a matter of fact, Jim, is it a beautiful picture if you take a closer look?
It's kind of a nice picture.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice picture. Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate that. Now, you see, the closer that I get to you with this picture, you're going to start to see something completely different than what you thought you were looking at. You see, you instantly said, that's a skull. You remember this morning Robert talked about cells of recognition. And you were able to see this with your eyes. Your eyes picked it up and sent a transmission of energy to cells in your brain. Cells in your brain. Those cells were triggered, are moved into a speed of vibration, a high amplitude of vibration, and flashed a picture on the screen of your mind. The picture you were able to describe is a skull. But you know something? That's not true. You know what I've got here, isn't that correct?
Correct.
Do you know what I've got here, Tammy? You see, some of us in here have exactly the same picture of what's in this skull. What it is a beautiful lady looking in a mirror. Now, there is no way, unless you get a close look at this, can you see a beautiful lady looking in a mirror. There is just no way that you can actually see it unless you get close. I want you to think about something, and it's extremely important. Do you know that some of us, since we were infants, have been doing certain things in a certain way because of a belief system we've fallen in love with, and we protect that belief system even in favor of the truth? even